Do you remember this?
If you were in elementary school during the 90s, there's a good chance you do, and an even better chance that you remember trading Pokemon cards as a kid. Kids today are still into trading, but cards have been replaced with rubber bands. Silly bands may look like colorful rubber bands on the wrist of a child, but when they take the silicone bands off and reveal the different shapes, you begin to see their appeal.
Lizards and triceratopses and tie-dye words.
8-year-old Nick Abernathy has over 90 silly bands. He first saw them when he entered his grade 3 class in Halifax this fall.
One day on Friday, nobody had any. When we returned on Monday, half the school had them, and I was just shocked, and I didn't want to be left out because all my best friends had them, so we bought them. Bought a pack or two.
Silly bands were made by the company Brainchild Products. They first hit the market in early 2009, but their popularity exploded this year. You can find them in over 8,000 stores in the U.S. They have only been available in Canada since this summer. Nadine King works at Woozles, a toy store in downtown Halifax. She has seen the Silly Band's popularity grow firsthand.
We started selling them in the summertime, and they seem to have peaked a little bit in terms of sales just in the last couple of months for sure, since school has been back in.
But besides accessorizing your wrists, what do Silly Bands do?
The objective is trading them. That's the most fun thing you actually do with them, is trading them. And I've come up with something that nobody else has really come up with, trading my snack, which is Jolly Ranchers, for silly bands.
According to Nick, the bands you should aim to collect are the rare ones.
Phoenixes are really rare, and I have a load of them, so it's kind of good. They're practically like little free tickets to any silly band you want, because anybody will trade anything for a phoenix.
If the Silly Bands craze is anything like its Pokemon predecessor, all the trading and collecting can cause problems at school. Although many schools say Silly Bands are no longer allowed, Nick's school hasn't gone quite that far yet. Nick and his friends can only take off and trade their bands at recess and at lunch hour. They know what happens if they don't follow the rules.
They take them.
They take them away?
Yep, they give them to their 4-year-olds.
The folks at Woozles think the fad may already be waning.
I think it's for Christmas, but I think after that it might fade a bit.
But Nick thinks he'll be collecting them for a long time.
There are a whole lot of other ones I haven't even collected, and I'm still collecting them and trying to find more.
Lauren Nash, CBC News, Halifax.
All right, I'm out, y'all. Go get you a pack of silly bands. Or 4 packs. Peace!